All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, the Toronto Raptors currently find themselves in a funk, as after beginning this NBA season with a record of 28-13, the Raptors have gone 4-9 ever since. And on that route, they have had some very questionable losses. They've lost by 12 points at home to the Phoenix Suns, who are one of the worst teams in the Western Conference. They've lost two games to the Orlando Magic. And once you just get over the fact that the Raptors have been able to beat up on the Brooklyn Nets, it really has not been a good stretch for them. This stretch has seen them lose their grip on first place in the Atlantic Division, as the Boston Celtics have passed them by. And at the same time, this was a Raptors team earlier in the season that was pushing the Cleveland Cavaliers for the best record in the Eastern Conference. But now the Raptors have fallen behind to the middle of the pack. They are still a playoff team, and I think they're going to be in the mix, and I think they will make the postseason once again, but it's just a matter of the impact that this team can have. Lately, the Raptors have really struggled on the defensive end of the floor, and if you look at some of their last losses, a lot of these games have seen them give up at least 100, maybe 105 points. On top of that, we know about the guard play. With this team, you have DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry, one of the best backcourt tandems in the NBA right now. But the Raptors are not getting quality production from their front court. You look at Jonas Valanciunas, who is averaging more than 12 points a game and nearly 10 rebounds. But that is not going to take you to the promised land if you are the Raptors and you really feel that you want to try to get past the Cleveland Cavaliers and get to the NBA Finals. So if you're Raptors general manager Masai Ujiri and head coach Dwayne Casey, I think it's time for a trade. You need some front court help. And if you're the Raptors, I'm looking within the Atlantic Division and I'm looking at the Big Apple, whether it be the Brooklyn Nets or the New York Knicks. If it's the Brooklyn Nets, you definitely have to make a run at Brook Lopez. And if it's the New York Knicks, you definitely have to set your sight on Carmelo Anthony. And the reason why I bring it up is this. I know that both of these teams are within the Raptors division. But if you look at the Nets right now, they're not going anywhere. Forget about it. The Nets are terrible. You have a situation this season where the Boston Celtics have the right to swap first-round picks with the Nets, and I think they're going to do it. And the Celtics get the Nets first-round pick outright next year. So the Nets need all the help that they can get. They're not going any place with Brook Lopez, and I think he would be a welcome addition to the Raptors because he would give them a much-needed boost in their front court as a guy that can score with his back to the basket, and he can also get rebounds, and he can also provide you with some quality size. You look at a guy like Carmelo Anthony, and this is a guy who's a proven finisher in the NBA, likes to play a little ISO ball, but I tell you like this, a guy like Carmelo would definitely take some stress off of Lowry and DeRozan as far as being the guys for the Raptors. And if you're Masai Ujiri, I think you need to go out there and do something like this because Toronto is in a win-now mode. Kyle Lowry has the ability to opt out of his contract after this season. And if you're the Raptors, you want to do everything possible to keep Kyle Lowry teamed with DeMar DeRozan. You just locked DeMar DeRozan up to that long-term deal, so you definitely want to keep Lowry. And I think bringing in a guy like Lopez or Anthony is definitely going to be enticing to keep Mr. Lowry north of the border. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Raptors can get something done on the trade front. You look at this team's up-and-coming schedule, and I think there are some opportunities for Toronto to get back on track. They just have to go out there and make the most of it. You look at it tomorrow, they will be at home to take on the Detroit Pistons, which will be followed by a road game this Tuesday against the Chicago Bulls, and then they're back home for three straight. They have the Charlotte Hornets on Wednesday, they have the Boston Celtics on Friday, and then they have the Portland Trail Blazers next Sunday. So it's going to be interesting to see if Toronto can get back on track as the All-Star break is right around the corner. So, correction, the game against the Celtics is actually going to be after the All-Star break on the 24th, and then the game against the Blazers is going to be on the 26th. My fault on that one. But it's a situation, if you're Toronto, you do have three more games before the All-Star break. You want to go out there and try to finish the first half of the regular season on the right note. Get a chance to rest, recharge your batteries, and get back on track for the second half of the NBA season with the stretch run to the playoffs. But I definitely think this team is really screaming to get a trade going or make a trade happen in order to really ignite some life into this team and this fan base. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.